Okay. So in Simshin Ches, we were discussing the halachas of Grash already. And we mentioned different chilukim last week, last year. We mentioned that from the Eli Rabbah, you see that if you could find another eighth that you don't have to move the Grash already, it may be preferable to do that. The Aruch HaShulchan definitely held like that. The sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan we find in the Menachas Yitzchak, the Igros Moshe, just the Igros Moshe didn't agree to the part about using a child, but about getting a guy. If you have a guy, you should use a guy. The Tzilul David says me first. The Tzilul David says, and this the Stimus HaPaiskim is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Stimus HaPaiskim is like the Tzilul David says that it's mashma. That whenever I have a heter for Graf Sharei, it's mutter to move it however I want. I don't have to take it out with different other eitzes. Meaning, because they learned that b'makam mi'as lo gozu chazal. Chazal were not goyz anything muksa b'makam mi'as. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be learning that they were geyser, but they made a heter that you could do it, so if you don't have to come under that heter, why do it? But the others are learning that, and the truth is, there is arichas about this in others from the Hartzvi, Menachas Shleima, where they also discuss this nekuda. Halacha l'mayis, it seems that me'ikra din shmi mutter, you don't have to find another eitzo, but l'mayis, we see that achar and that were chosh for it, so one should try to do that. Now, in Sif Lamed Vav, in Sif Lamed Zayin, over here the Mechab is telling us that even though there is a het of Graf Sharei, however, to create a Graf Sharei, to make a Graf Sharei, ain't always in Graf Sharei l'chatchila. To make a matzav of Graf Sharei, then now I'm going to be, I have to move it, that I'm not allowed to do. In other words, once I have the Graf Sharei here already, so now I need to move it, so then I can move it, that's what we were discussing. Do I need to find a guy, a child, or whatever it may be? But to create, to make a situation of Graf Sharei, that one should not do. And that's it's based on the Gemara and Beitza, the Flam Vavam Beis. Of there it says, Beirachaya Dabaya Dolof. So Rashi explains, Dolof means there was a leak. It was raining, and there's a leak coming in from the sailing. And it was dripping by the Rechayim, the millstone of Abaya. And it was making the it was dripping on the tit. It was made out of tit. And it was causing, the rain was causing it to like get dissolved, to turn muddy, and it wasn't good for it. And he didn't have enough kelim in the house to put underneath the drip. So Asla Kameh the Rabbi came from Rabba. Amle Zil Ayla Leporech Lawson, bring your bed to over there. And then what will happen? They'll have Ikigraf Sharei. When you bring your bed there, so now it's my living place. This is my bedroom. Oh, it's a Graf Sharei, Vafke, and then you can take it out. Yosef Abayva Kokashle, so Abayva said back to him, 1 second. Beautiful Chab of Chiyosin, Graf Sharei Lechatchila. Are you allowed to make a Graf Sharei Lechatchila? The Gemara says, Ada Ochi, enough of a Rechai de Abayva. While they were clearing about it, his Rechayim fell apart. Oma Tesi Li David Adma, the Avri de Adma. I deserved it because I was over me, and that I, Rashi says, Tvoani Zois Bischari Shavarti al Divi Rabbi. So I was over on the words of my Rabbi that I wasn't sure if he's right or not. So I deserve this punishment. Now Taisus points out, Taisus says, Avgad Amrin Lal Pergantiv, the Enois and Graf Sharei Lechatchil, Svila the Rabbi, the Achasharim Shem Pseidid Beirachaya. What was Rabbi's cheshbon in this maisa? Rabbi agrees they're not supposed to make a Graf Sharei Lechatchila. Rabbi knew that it's going to come to a hefsid. But Mokem Hefsid, one could do that. Mokem Hefsid, you could do it. And the Magen Mishnah points out in Perichopei Alach Chavdalet that Lechatchila, what's the Lashon Lechatchila? Ain't no Yisim Graf Sharei Lechatchila. What's Lechatchila? So he explains that Lechatchila means you shouldn't set up, you shouldn't set this up. But if I did it already, let's say I brought the bed there. I was even, I brought the bed, and I made it. So we can say that now, because you made a matzav of Graf Sharei, you don't have the heter? No. The is to set up a situation of graf shrei. But once it was done already, then it's mutter to move it. It's mutter to move it. Now the Shulchan Aruch Harav points out in Siman Shin Chav Sif Ayin Hei that im ein bedaita betchila sheitzi eno achakach. Let's say I don't have das that I'm necessarily going to take it afterwards, but the last can have lechatchila. Achachim nimlach leitzir is emutim. Let's say in this case of a baya, the leak is dripping in on the rechayim and starting maos. And whatever it is, I decided to bring my bed over there. I decided, but not with das to move the dove and moss. Then I decided, you know something, this is really moss to me. Again, the same is said that once I did it already, then even though I was over maybe on the in that case I wasn't even over on the in I still had to, because I didn't have das to do in order to remove it. So the is of making a ray is what dafka when you're doing it in order to move it. That's the is that we're talking about over here. That's the is we're talking about over here. So then I have a question. According to what we said last week, that when I have peels and shells on the table, and it's moss, it's in a way that's moss to me or to my mother or to whoever it may be, that I can move it, how am I allowed to bechal eat nuts at the table? I should have to eat it over the garbage. Ain oisin grav sharei lechatchila. I'm creating a matzav of grav sharei. You're right. Once I have it already, so now I'm able to move it. But how am I allowed to lechatchila do it? How am I allowed to do that? So there's a site over here, which is before in a few places that ain oisin. Enois in Grav Shrei Lechatchila means that the bed was in the other room. His bedroom was in room number one. The drip was in room number two. So to go make room number one now your bedroom, that's called Enois in Grav Shrei Lechatchila. But when the normal thing is to be sitting at a table and eat, that's what you do at the table, and the normal thing is to eat nuts and end up with a pile of shells, or you eat chicken at the table, and you can end up with bones and skin and all different other things that may be dirty and moss. That's not the issue of Einos in Grav Shrei Lechatchila. This is a normal function. That's not called. You're not setting up a matzav of Grav Shrei. That's not called setting up a matzav of Grav Shrei. We find in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Lamaches Siv Ches over there, it's talking about where there's a leak. It says Siman Shin Lamaches Siv Ches. It says Mutalit and Kli Tachas Adlaf B'Shabbos. There's a drip. I can put a Kli underneath it. V'im Nismale, if it fills up with water, Shayvcha, you can spill it out of Machzir L'Mekaymai. V'hushi Adlaf Roy L'Rechitza. When are you allowed to move that the water that dripped in? When are you allowed to move it? When it's right, then you can drink the water, or you can wash yourself with the water. It has a usage. It's right for something. But if the water is so moss that it cannot be used for rechitza, right? You can't wash the floors with it. You can't use it. So then it's a graf sharei. So you can't do it because you're setting up a matzav. You can't put the kli underneath because you're creating here a matzav graf sharei. V'im nasan kli tachas d'laf sheini re lechitza. But once I did already, mutal etaltaloi b'mayim ha-mousim shabai. I can move with the mayim ha-mous boy. Right, so the Mishmur says over here, he says, asur mishum shein oisin graf sharei and sifkat and lamed aleph. So the pirish ain oisin dava sheyimas al smach sheyemut achach letziyoy. You're not allowed to do something to set up a situation where it's going to be mos amenas that you're going to be taking it out after this. Kigrav sharei. V'mafil yisrat sheyishok kach. And even if you want to leave it there, v'leyaz yizermim kaimai. Okay, there's another issue of why you can't do it. There are eitzes, in case someone does have a leak, there are eitzes of what to do. First of all, most of the time the water is not dirty enough that it remains moss anyway, but it might be muksa. That's another question, if it's muksa or not.
be a grashari anyway.
Why?
Because the water itself would become grashari even if it was.
Why?
It's gross on the floor. No.
Okay, obviously it was. Obviously, it's talking about a case where maybe in dirt floors are just.
Right.
Oh yeah, and the chayim fits me most anyway, so then you may as well do it easier, right? No. There's an interesting bir halach over here. Once we're here, there's another halach of aim about the kli meichana. Right, there's a din which comes up. Come up in shlichas aim about the kli meichana. But later on, in the same when he's jumping on the kli. Ah, so it's a din of aim about the kli meichana. So if I have a davar muktz in a kli. Even if it was placed there on Shabbos, I'll now move the kli while the dove mux is there. So now, what happens if I put the kli in a place where dove mux is going to fall into it? So I'm being vatal this kli from what it is mukhen for. What's the iser? So there are stiras and rashi. Some learn baina, some learn saiser, some learn. You create a muksa, that alone you're not allowed to do. So over here, when I put that kli underneath this water, which is ma'os, so even if I'm not going to move it because of graf sharei, but l'chayra, you have another halacha over here, mevatel kli mechanei. I mean, mevatel the kli from its usage that it stands for. So the mashal. How am I allowed to throw garbage into the garbage pail? I mean, mevatel kli mechanei. Once I throw garbage into it, the garbage pail is muksa. I can't move the garbage pail. So if the garbage already has garbage in it from four Shabbos, so anyways, there's garbage there, so I can't move it because of the garbage that's from four Shabbos. But if let's say I'm one of those guys that on my way out at the last minute I go running out with the garbage, so it's empty when Shabbos starts. So I can put garbage in there. So that is Madrig in the Ramah. In an earlier Simmons, Madrig in the Ramah, that Mevatel Kli Mehechanoi means from what it's Mukhan for. But if it's a garbage that's Mukhan for garbage, then there's nothing wrong with filling it up with garbage. Over here, the Bir Halacha says in Shin Lamaches something very interesting. He talks about people that wash their hands in Tilas Yadayim in the morning. Into a kli, into a bowl, next to their bed, let's say. So he says, "Vine mashanu noigin lito babayke mea netila toch kli, av shein bevade enam ru'uyim l'chitza v'lo l'shtiyas behema, kemvuy l'albusim in dalet." The water that's used for netila sidayim in the morning by negovasa has ruach ra in it. You're not allowed to use it, not even to sponge the floor or to feed it to your animals. So how am I allowed to wash my hands into the kli? V'chein, ha'mayim achrayinim sh'naitin l'tech kli. How could I do that? So he says, nirali d'zeh le'mikri einei roi. De'ein aleihem shum issa. Al'pnei sh'ruach ra shayra aleihem. V'le'mikri einei roi rakim hu ma'uruv betit sh'yayim menagago yifar. So he says, be'etzim, the water is not ain't it right. You just have an issue that above, that shayra aleihem, there's ruach ra being shayra on the water. But the water itself is right. What's ain't it right? Ain't it right is when it's ma'uriv with tit. It's coming down from the roof with cement. Ashiyesh aleihem issa akoponim midrabanan. Well, there's an issa like tevel. Tevel midrabanan. It's an issa tevel. But it's by essence, but I don't know what you want to do with this, but it's an interesting idea. Okay, akapanim. So now in Simit Shin Ches, Sif Lamin Ches, there's another halach of this. It says, Machnes Adam, Nibaydiyay Malik Kupasei Offer, you can bring into his house while it's still day, a basket, a box full of dirt. Right? Those days they use dirt to cover the tzaya, to cover spit, to cover dirt that was there. So if you miyachided a mocking for it, so then I can use it. Right? So Shulchan Aruch says Take from this dirt that I was making, I set aside for usage on Shabbos. Those dirt is usually muksmach gufay. But here I was making it, I brought it in, it was a normal thing to do, to bring in a basket of dirt that you're going to be using to cover the tzaya and different things. So then it's mutter. Now, it's mashma over here, something very interesting. The Netziv, Masechet Erevin, points this out in Sefer Meremei Sada. He points out, he says, one second. What am I doing over here? I'm using muksa to cover muksa, right? I'm using muksa to cover muksa. It's mashma from here that's also to cover a graf sharei, because that's the examples that the Chabad is doing about. So you're right with muksa. I'm using muksa to cover it. That's what the Netziv wants to point out. But the Maisa in the Sefer Mar HaShabbos Chelek Gimel on page Tav Chav Aleph over there, he brings a raya that's mutter. And this takes us back to the discussion we had last week, that when I have the hetter of Graf Sharei, what's included in that hetter? Literally just to move the rei out of the house? Or if I need to move muksa in order to get rid of the graf sharei, can I do that or not? So the Rambam Sada wants to say from here, it's mashma, I cannot. But there are rais that's mutter, and that's what it's brought down from B'Shem Rosh Hashanah, and also over the Amar Shabbos, that when I have a graf sharei, it's mutter to move it, even if it's not mos for me, which we spoke about, even though for me it's not begedi graf sharei, but it's begedi graf sharei for someone else, or be mutter. Now what happens if, let's say, the graf sharei right now is not a graf sharei, it's not mos right now, but I know leaving this around, right, leaving these pieces of apple around after a while turns brown and moss, and right, so I know in a few hours it's going to become moss. Do I have to wait until it becomes moss? Do I have to wait until it starts smelling and the fly stuff coming there to get rid of it, or I could already remove it right now? So the Mechaber over here says, Mechaber says over here, Chava uses a lashon of here. It says in Siv Lavav, Ein oisim graf sharei lechatchil dahayno lahavi davar she'asid limois kidei lo itziyoi lichashe yemois. Right? Why can't I just bring the bed there now and get rid of it now? He says, I'm bringing the bed there now so that when it will become ma'os, then I'll be able to remove it. Has a little mashmais over there that I talk after wait until it's ma'os. And before it's ma'os, I don't have the heter to remove it, even though I know it's going to become ma'os. Remember, we spoke about from the Mincha Shabbos, the cat in the house. Can I move the cat? Because I know leaving the cat in the house, it's going to have some droppings, and then it's going to be moss. So let me just move the cat now already. However, in the Shulchan Aruch over there, in Shin Lamin Hei Sif Dalet, so there's talking about a case over there where it says, in Yosef Tirash Megigis Shanas Nafin, there's a wine, a grape juice spilling out from a barrel of wine. Shadayla nidchu, but it wasn't pressed yet. Shanimsa oised laf eni roi. What's dripping out is not roi. Sharei amashkin shabayasurim eni rashi l'shum kli, losum kli tachtam mipnei shemvatam eichone. So the Shulchan Aruch says over there, you cannot put a kli underneath it because it's being vatam eichone. Keitzi yasa, what should I do? Yaniach sham mitosei ashulchanei. Bring your table, your bed over there. But as he always said, laugh the fun of graf sharei. Yochel aniach sham kli lekabod laugh. Once it's already graf sharei, so then I can bring a kli over there, and it'll be mutter. So the right, it says shehi mevatel zmechon everyone. there'd be a halacha in so it's mashmah via that I don't have to wait until it's must to have the heter graf sharei, and also the bi halacha simtav kuf chavav akupanim Rav Shlomo Zalman says mefirsh in Marashavs chelikim on page tov yedzayin mefirsh that from different places that it's mashmah that's mutzah to move it even before it becomes maos, even before it becomes maos. So now when I have my garbage pail, it's filling up with garbage, and I know that soon it's going to start overflowing and it's really going to be nasty. Or I know if I leave it around, soon the bugs are going to come, the flies are going to come, whatever the situation may be. So it'll be mutzah already now to take that bag out. That's in the Shmir Shav says, Chem pach ashba beisish, and the smell of ain la oit pach ashba acher. You don't have another garbage to use. It's mutzah to take out, Mishum kvayt habriyas. Okay, I think those are the situations of graf sharei that come up. What's the next? The next section over here in Shin Ches is Lamed Ches, is the sif with dirt that we just discussed a little. So sif Lamed Ches is talking about behemoths. Okay, we're moving along. There's an important bir halach over here on sif mem aleph. Talks about chai noises atzmei. It's negate to you're walking with your child in the street and the child decides ad kan, I had enough, and sits down. It's not interested in walking further. And then what do? Can you pick him up and carry him? Chai noises atzmei or not? So it depends. Karmelus v'shus rab v'chulei. So it's a nice bialacha to know. It's over here in Hachaz Muksa. So you can miss it if you don't realize. Okay. Wonderful Shabbos.